Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Our complaint desk is open, and I'm a little bit disappointed in you guys who say you listen every day because I know that you have complaints out the wazoo, and we're giving you the opportunity to complain. We're giving the opportunity to lower your blood pressure and spew venom, and it is up to you now to do so. It is up to you to protect your own health, and the phone number is 803-0930. Star 930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, at the request of Phil and Sean in the next room, I need to remind you, please do not call in unless you want to go on the air. This is a recurring problem that we have, and we must cease and desist from calling unless you actually want to go on the air with what you have to say. It's greatly helpful to. It doesn't do us a bit of good to call and say, I don't want to go on the air, but they'll probably just hang up on you. I'm just saying, that's the way they do business because they're stern fellows. It is 9 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
So, Tom, this weekend is the big concert. We've been talking about this for like 2 weeks now.
And you're the big concert.
Well, it is. This is a big deal for you. You're going to be playing with the All-Star Project. All-Star Project. That is your brother.
Yeah.
And like three other members of Entercom Buffalo. It basically is the WBN band.
Well, I guess, yeah, you could say that. But the long and the short of it is my brother's been a guitar player for a very long time, member of the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame. And ever since I was a little boy, my dream has been to play guitar on stage with my brother Dick. And he's in his 60s. I'm 55. And the fulfillment of a lifelong dream is actually going to take place tomorrow at Sportsman's Tavern. It is the All-Star Project. And also from the radio station, Matt Young and Don Tomasulo play in the band. But I'm going to play a few songs with the All-Star Project. I'll get a chance to live my dream of playing guitar live on stage for the first time ever with my brother. The gig starts at 8 o'clock, and tickets are only available at the door. There are no pre-sale tickets, and I would definitely advise getting there early. But it is going to be, for me personally, it's going to be a great, great night. And it's not every day that you have a chance to fulfill a dream that you've had for many, many years.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And do you know what the songs, can you divulge any of that? Or?
Well, I can't divulge the songs, but it will not be the solo. I will not be playing the solo to the Eagles one of these nights. That, I can rest assured, would definitely be coming in on the next time we do.
How long's the set? What do these guys do, like 2 hours or?
I think the typical show should be about, 2 hours to 20 minutes, 2 hours, 30 minutes. But, the Sportsman's, by the way, Sportsman
better
has,
than vinyl.
Well, this, and we will review. And the only question I had was which guitar I was going to use, and I've settled upon the Rickenbacker 330, which looks like the guitar Tom Petty uses in many videos that he's put
heaven.
Up. Yeah, it looks like the guitar. It looks like the harp, the Rickenbacker harp Tom Petty is playing in heaven. I've got to bring a backup because I had this horrible thought, David. And this would definitely make its way to my complaint list if it were to happen. I have this horrible thought that I'll be in the middle of tuning up before the gig, and I'll break a string. And if you break a string, it's not the question of replacing the string. It's a question of when you replace a string or strings, you need to stretch them out. Somewhere there's a reference to something that I could use, but I'll stay away from that one. You need to stretch it out, or it's going to keep on going out of tune on you. So I'll bring the Rickenbacker, and I think I'm also going to bring the Fender Telecaster as an emergency backup in the event of string breakage. Because, David, I had this horrible thought, man. What happens if I'm tuning and a string breaks? The dream will have to be delayed. And a dream delayed is a dream denied, David.
That would be all that buildup for nothing. Or, the other thing is you pull a hammy.
Oh, you know what? I could lose an arm, and I would still find my way to the Sportsman's tomorrow to make sure that I can fulfill my fantasy.
That's pretty cool, though. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be at the Sportsman at 8 o'clock, and it's April 13th, which is Saturday, tomorrow.
Yep.
And 8 o'clock, you can see Tom. You can see other members of the Bowerly family. But more importantly, good music, good times, good people. And Tom Bowerly will be doing three songs consecutively, or do you think he'll mix it up?
Three consecutively.
Hmm. What are you going to wear?
I can't believe you just asked me that. Here's the problem with playing with the All-Star Project, okay?
Yoga pants for me.
Yeah, yoga pants or smocks. I was thinking of that. But the problem for me is everybody in the band, of course, is older, all right? And they all have responsible day jobs, unlike me. They have responsible day jobs. So there is some concern that I will be the only person on stage who actually looks like a rock and roll guy with the long hair and the headband and the various accoutrements that I wear on stage, all for a very, very good reason, by the way. So I'm going to wear rock and roll clothes, and my goal is to bounce around the stage and look like I'm having a wonderful time, which I'm sure I will be having a wonderful time, especially if people are having a wonderful time.
We're going to go yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Are you going to wear sunglasses?
I will not wear sunglasses, no.
Are you going to wear any sort of boot?
Yes.
Cowboy?
I'll be wearing these black boots. They look like biker boots.
Biker boots.
But I'm too much of a pussy to actually have a motorcycle, and I'm not allowed one.
Denim pants.
Yeah, jeans will be a must.
And the top, is there going to be a jacket, or is it just going to be a T-shirt?
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I've been going through this back and forth in my own mind. When I'm playing, I prefer to have T-shirts with cut-off sleeves, because it just allows you a greater sense of freedom. But I kind of like the way it looks when you wear a T-shirt and kind of a rock and roll blazer when you're playing on stage. So I'll probably go that route. Plus, it'll hide the 10 extra pounds I still have to lose.
Hey, you're excited about it, and everyone else. By the way, I talked to another member of the band who was also excited about it, and they said that they were really pumped that you're going to be doing this, and that it means something to you, and it means something to your brother Dick, and hopefully they pack it with hundreds of people.
Well, you know, we can also
add, we know you're not getting paid at all for this.
No, I'm not. I'm not receiving a dime of compensation. I don't receive a dime of compensation when I play. And on the contrary, it is an honor to be asked to play by so many local bands, and I would never think of asking for money. I mean, that's the surest way I can think of to be not asked to play, because frankly, I'm just not at that level yet. At some point, I will be, but it's just, you know, just as far as getting stage experience and everything. But, you know, we can add onto our list of negatives. I was just thinking about this. We can add a list of positives, because I wonder how many people out there, no matter what dream they have actually had a chance to live their dream. It could be that people don't want to bitch and complain today. It could be that people want to talk about wonderful things in their lives. And I wonder how many people listening, so we'll kind of like do two different shows from here on out. I wonder how many people listening have actually had a dream. It could be early in life. It could be in middle age. It could be in late age. But it was something that you never thought you'd be able to do, and yet there you are, and you are doing it. Some examples. You might have always wanted to learn how to knit, which is, by the way, very complex. I tried it once, and I was like, yeah, I think we'll just go to pennies. There's no point in learning how to knit, at least not for me. But things like scuba diving. You know, it's one thing to watch Jacques Cousteau and Calypso and all those National Geographic specials, but it's another thing to actually go through the course and actually become a certified scuba diver and be able to see all the marine life, even in Lake Erie, you can on your own. Some people might have wanted to learn how to shoot. Some people might have wanted to learn how to fly a plane and went through all the programs, went through all the classes, all the book work, and they are now graduates of the student pilot program and actually are full-fledged general aviation pilots.
Listen, you know, what do you think is more difficult to master? You know, is it golf, is it knitting, or is it flight?
Oh, I got to think, well, as far as my manual dexterity, I would have to say knitting is one of the most complex things anybody can do. And anybody who can knit, you have my eternal respect, because it ain't
easy. Crochet or knitting?
I don't know the difference.
No, there is a difference.
I mean, crochet is played with a mallet on your lawn, right?
It's like two.
No, I'm kidding.
There's like a little loop or something you do when you crochet, and when you knit, you're actually.
It looks like the same motion.
I'll tell you what, they will poke your eyes out.
Well, I think I've mastered the motion. I just can't seem to master the technique of knitting or anything like that. Let's go to the calls on WBEN. Here is Mary on Grand Island. Do you have a complaint, or do you want to tell us about a dream you actually have lived and mastered?
Oh, I was going to go with the complaint today.
That's fine.
Well, I know you covered New York State talking about the plastic bags being banned in grocery stores. But my complaint on that topic is the dog poop that's being stored in the plastic bags and then left to just sit in a plastic bag forever. It drives me crazy.
Wait, you mean in landfills?
Well, no, on the side of the road. People do their duty, literally, and they pick up and put it in the plastic bag, but then they just leave the bag full of feces sitting on the side of the sidewalk.
And then Julian Assange comes along, sticks his hands in the bag, and then finger paints the road, which is a disturbing new development to everything you've just said. You know what? I honestly have not seen examples of people scooping up dog feces and then leaving the plastic bag. Generally, what I see are people walking around the neighborhood, and you know, you can tell when somebody's got a full load. I mean, you can tell that bag because it's held. Well, what else am I going to call it? It's a full load of poop. You know, because you can see the weight in the bag. I try to look away before I gag.
Why can't they just let nature do what nature needs to do? I mean, it will decompose. I don't understand why we have to, you know, wrap it up and secure it forever.
Oh, because, and I'll give you the answer to that. I don't know if David's got any thoughts on it, but because dog poop on my lawn. I don't have a dog. And the last thing I want to be dealing with when I'm mowing my lawn is somebody else's dog poop. I don't have a dog for a reason. They're a lot of work, and I don't like cleaning up dog poop. And I think it is rude to leave one's dog's feces on somebody else's property. I mean, have you ever run over a nice, healthy, juicy pile in the middle of the summertime, and it's kind of stacked? It's got like a swirl to it, like a perfect coil, and the lawnmower goes over it, and suddenly you are actually spraying your neighbor's property with chemical weaponry?
This is why I don't mow the lawn.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah. I'm on Grand Island. We don't mow.
Okay, so people who leave filled plastic bags with feces on the side of the road.
Yes.
I can understand why that would be a complaint, even though I personally have no knowledge of this. We are glad you called. Anything else?
No, that's all. But thank you for listening to my complaint.
Thank you, Mary. We are here to listen to your complaints. We're also here to listen to your story of mastering something that you never thought you'd be able to master, or the dream that you actually had a chance to live. Let us go to Casey in Hamburg. Casey, have you a complaint or a story about a lifelong dream that you have actually fulfilled like I get to do tomorrow?
Well, Tom, I'm hoping to use you as my couch right now.
As your what?
His cat, like a psychiatrist, right?
Yeah. I got a problem, man. I've recently moved my wife, my two boys, 10 and 3, into an apartment. The girl upstairs smokes pot.
Hmm.
And in the house, and I hate it. I've asked her, can you please just go outside? I could care less what you do. Just go outside, you know. We come home, we walk in, the hallway's full of smoke and... You know, I call the cops, or I talk to the police, and they say, man, there's nothing we can do these days. They're just, you know, nothing. The landlord is her father.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just...
Talk to her, and she just keeps doing it, man, and I don't know what to do. I can't afford to move again. I mean, do I just accept this is the way of the world, and I got to tell my kids?
Well, why is it different with pot? If it's with a cigarette, you would have all the options in the world to do something about it. Secondhand smoke. The state hates cigarette smokers.
What if I have to take one of my kids to the hospital and they say, we found pot in their system. What am I to do then?
Well, that's a lot of pot if that's
what's
happening.
Well,
sounds like she's a chimney smoking weed.
It's a rough situation.
Well, I mean, to me, I would argue, and again, I'll put the caveat out there, I am not an attorney, but my daughter is a few weeks away from graduating law school, so maybe I could say I'm kind of an attorney by extension. But no, this sounds like a civil matter and not a criminal matter. I think at the core of this is basically a landlord-tenant dispute. Have you brought this up with the landlord, who happens to be the father of the chain-smoking weed magnet?
Several times, man.
And he refuses to do anything about it?
He just doesn't care.
What would happen if you broke the lease because of the danger to the health of your children because of smoke?
Yeah, I thought about it, but then I lose out, don't I?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, when you look at your lease, does it say it's a smoke-free facility?
Smoke-free facility, yeah.
It says that on the lease.
Yes, no smoking.
Well, then, if it's no smoking, then it's got to be enforced for all the tenants, right?
The girl said she has a medical card.
It doesn't matter. You can have whatever you want if it's a smoke-free facility. And, you know, I got news for you. If your kid had asthma...
Which he suddenly has developed, I hear.
And now all of a sudden you have someone smoking chronic cigarettes. This is a Channel 7 would take the story.
You know, we're going to put you on hold, Casey, because you cannot be the only person who is going through this. To restate, Casey has moved into a new apartment, which is supposed to be a smoke-free facility. The person upstairs is a female who smokes pot like, you know.
Cheech.
Yeah, like Cheech and Chong. Thank you. And he's got small kids, and he doesn't want the small kids to be exposed to constant marijuana smoke. So maybe you've been in a situation like this. So, I mean, when I used to smoke cigarettes like a chimney, it wasn't uncommon to hear windows slamming on Matthew Lane. It is 426 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. If you've got something to say about that or anything we're talking about, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
What are you doing? You live above Snoop Dogg. That after this.
In the morning, I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right.
Dude, you know, I'm just saying that no matter what your drug or recreation of choice happens to be, there is such a thing as overdoing it, and you only get one life. And even if you enjoy getting the buzz on every now and again, it kind of loses its meaning if you're doing it every day, you know, at least in my opinion. I mean, if I did the same topic every day on the radio, even if I loved the topic, it would get old after a while, okay? I don't care what you use to relax or recreate. You know, just be aware that you could be missing out on a lot of stuff you'd like to be doing or not fully appreciate it if you're baked. Not to mention the fact that you guys are buying all my peanut butter Captain Crunch. It is 4:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks also for all the love yesterday at the Buffalo Means Business event. You guys make me feel so special and so incredible. And it was just such a nice event. We'll maybe have a little bit more to say about that later on. But all I can say is a very, very sincere thank you, thank you, thank you. You have no idea to what extent I appreciate you. You have no idea the extent I appreciate your love and your support. And it was just so nice to meet so many nice people yesterday at Buffalo Means Business. It is not an exaggeration to say you guys made my day. You really did. Let's get back to Casey in Hamburg. Now, what we're doing, if you're just joining us, we've got two shows going on. Number one, our complaint desk is open. Anything. Local, national, your life, human interest, anything about which you wish to complain, we will take your call. And maybe we can even help you with some stuff. Unlikely, but there's always a possibility that the blind squirrel does, in fact, get the nut. Also, have you actually had a dream in your life and you've pursued the dream and you have followed it? Because my lifelong dream was to play guitar on stage live with my brother, and I get to do that tomorrow, and I'm just so incredibly excited I can't even begin to tell you. It's something I've wanted to do since I was 4 or 5 years old, and here I am 50 years later and I finally get to do it. And please, I gotta tell you, it's a great feeling. I'm a little bit nervous because I don't want to screw it up, but it's a great feeling. But let's get back to Casey. Now, Casey's situation is he is renting an apartment, and the upstairs person is a chronic two joints an hour weed smoker. The place is redolent of the smell of marijuana, Mary Jane. He's got small kids. He doesn't want the small kids to be exposed to the secondhand smoke of marijuana. The landlord of the place happens to be the father of the person who is smoking all the weed in what, by the way, is supposed to be a smoke-free building. You know, I suppose one of the ways you could approach this as a landlord-tenant situation is to make it clear that you signed a lease believing you were getting a smoke-free environment, And if the landlord does not enforce the smoke-free environment, you know, there you might have possibly some legal recourse. And you certainly, I would think, not being a lawyer, I would certainly think you have just cause to terminate the lease and get somewhere else to live.
Even if he says that, or she says that she's doing it for medical reasons.
Smoke-free, to me, again, not a lawyer, but to me, smoke-free means smoke-free.
Look, there's medical reasons that you can be taking marijuana, but it doesn't have to necessarily be the type of marijuana that you light up and blow out in the form of rings.
It can be edibles.
There's vapes, there's pill form, there's a million other forms.
Gummy worms, they're kind of good.
And let's just assume that a doctor said, hey, I'd like to give you medical marijuana, and the only way I'm going to give it to you is bong form. Let's assume that doctor, the doctor from the Muppets band is the one prescribing this animal, Dr. Animal. Here's the deal. I mean, you have a right to live in, and again, we're in New York State. We're not in any, New York is one of the most anti-smoking states in all the land. And it doesn't take a whole lot, especially if you're a landlord. Let's put it this way. If you had paint on that wall from 1978, it wouldn't matter what the circumstances were. The landlord has to make sure it's a lead-free environment if you're living there. If you have a tenant that's smoking, or you, even if it's a car exhaust, I've heard stories where people have literally gone to the county health advisor because the person blowing exhaust from the adjacent parking lot was going into the apartment and making, you have children.
A lot of places have no idling laws.
Listen, you have children. Their health is paramount. The other thing is, who knows if these kids are getting a contact buzz? I'll tell you what, your kid acts a little goofy before you're putting him to bed. Child Protective Services isn't going to care if the landlord allows his daughter to smoke weed.
If your three-year-old wants an Ozzy poster, that might be a clue.
You cannot smoke marijuana around children. You certainly can't blow secondhand smoke. I don't care what doctor prescribes it. You have rights. You're in an apartment. You don't have to lawyer up. But the county health, we'll get Gail Bernstein on here, and I'm telling you right now, there are enough people at the county level that want people living in Erie County to be in an environment where their children aren't exposed to anything, whether it's, look, it's like saying, well, the doctor gave me, an opioid. So I, no problem injecting it into my arm and leaving the needle on the ground. Well, I'm sorry. That's unacceptable.
So even if it's medical, she's not, because she has an 8-year-old and she smoked it with the kid in the apartment.
Guess what? That's a horrible day for Child Protective Services to get involved in. I mean, you can't do that. You really can't. You cannot blow any secondhand smoke. Look it, there's a law right now that if you're in a car and you're smoking a cigarette, it doesn't matter where the kid's sitting, what window's open, you're going to have a sheriff pulling you over, ruining your life because New York State passed a law.
I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter if it's nicotine, tobacco, weed, whatever it is, you're not able to blow that smoke in the direction of children.
So I'm still mystified because I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm mystified as to whether this truly is a criminal matter or whether this is a civil matter. I might suggest that you have a come to Jesus meeting with your landlord about the situation, because there's an easy fix for this. There's actually a few easy fixes for this. One of them is you have made a very reasonable request to the lady. You've told her you don't care what she does, but just take the weed and smoke it outside so you don't get the secondhand smoke. A very reasonable request. The other situation, and David brought this up brilliantly, is she may have a medical marijuana card. I mean, you could ask to see it, I suppose, but she might have a medical marijuana card. But there is no reason with medical marijuana that you have to smoke medical marijuana. I mean, it's not a bong situation.
You can vape it. You can ingest it through. There's a whole, I don't know. But I mean, again, I don't have the. Here's what I'm saying, though. You have every right to live in a healthy environment. You have every right not to have your children or your wife or yourself have a contact buzz. You know, it's like, hey, she, the doctor says 2 glasses of wine a day help her liver. So she's pouring it down the vents. I mean, no, there's a way that you can be respectful of your neighbors and other people without doing this, whether it was cigarette smoke or marijuana or anything else.
Now, the Machiavellian in me, David and Casey, the Machiavellian in me wonders, Casey, is there anything you know that irritates, upsets, or grinds the gears of your upstairs chain weed smoking neighbor?
Know of nothing.
Damn.
It's
childish and Machiavellian, well, but sometimes it actually works.
We don't want a War of the Roses here. You know, I mean,
it gives us a topic for Monday.
You guys have just listening to you, you've kind of given me a surge of testosterone.
Well, listen, I don't think it's listen, if your kid was, and again, I don't know how much weed we're talking about, and I don't even know what the circumstances are. If you could get, a contact buzz or have THC in your system, but I'll tell you what, you know, maybe you get a $20, a test at the pharmacy, and you know, you have your kid pee in a cup and you test it and say, wait a minute, why is this point whatever? Why does he have THC in his system? Now it's a legal problem. And now you've just brought in a world of woe on a parent and a landlord because you've asked the right way in the respectful way. I don't believe that anyone at the health department of Erie County would smile that there is a person that is smoking so much marijuana that it's involved with another family. And look, you can invest in an air filter. There's a bunch of other things you could do. But why should you have to pay money out of your pocket when the lease says it's a smoke-free environment? It doesn't say smoke-free unless it's, hashish. We allow that. We don't allow, it's ridiculous.
You might have another come to Jesus meeting with the landlord with that lease in hand and explain smoke-free means smoke-free. Whether it is his daughter or whether it is medicinal marijuana, smoke-free is pretty clear. And, you might be able to negotiate a lower rent. But what you really want is for this situation to stop. And I would argue, again, as a layman, I would argue that the onus for living up to the legal contract that is your lease, which says it is a smoke-free environment, is on the landlord. And if he, as the landlord, forget about being the father, if he as the landlord is unwilling or unable to remove a lessee from an environment for violating the terms of the lease, I don't know, maybe you stop paying your rent.
Do you hear her coughing like Hillary Clinton during the day?
No, it's terrible, man. It's unbelievable.
She's got the medicinal cough.
So what do you think you're going to do?
Well, feeling all charged up right now.
I'm going to go light one up with her. No, listen, Casey, I think you've got the right complaint. It's uncalled for. You shouldn't have to live like that.
Well, thanks for the use of the couch, guys.
Well, we appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get a lawyer to call in and tell us how to legally deal with a situation like this. And, again, just thinking about it a little bit more, you have a legal contract for a domicile that is smoke-free. It is the duty of the landlord to make sure that the domicile is smoke-free. If the landlord isn't going to live up to the lease, you might have some civil remedies. I mean, look, nobody likes to talk about lawsuits, but there might be a civil remedy here. Or, to get his attention, maybe just don't pay your lease. Don't pay your rent. Put the money into a separate account so you've got access to it. But, explain during the eviction situation that the landlord broke the lease.
You're right. Thank you, guys.
I mean, I might be right. I might be wrong. I might be crazy, but it's just might be a lunatic you're looking for. Billy Joel. Good luck. Well, maybe some people have some ideas for that guy because I certainly don't envy that situation.
Yeah, no, it's never a... It's never a good thing. And it's unfortunate because, who knows? First of all, we don't know if any of the things that Casey is saying can be proved. But actually, on line two, we have Casey's neighbor. She just called into the show and did a bong hit.
That is, leads me to have a craving. And I don't think that my accountant, Sam Bronski, actually heard me say his name on the radio. I think he might think I'm hosing him about saying Sam Bronski's name on the radio. So if you know Sam, he's really busy right now, and make sure you send him a text and let him know that you heard his name on the radio if you're a friend of Sam Bronski. I figure, what could be better than driving an accountant nuts days before the tax deadline? All right, let's get back to the calls. I'm such a good friend. Huh? Here's Darla in West Seneca. Darla, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you. So about 14 years ago, my husband and I watched, it was either 2020 or Dateline special, and it was about foster kids, older kids in foster care, and how when they turned 18, the parents, of like the foster parents that they would be living with, would stop receiving funding, and a lot of these foster parents that were just in it for the money would kick the foster kids out. And I'm like, okay, you know, so like I was 18 when I graduated high school. I turned 18 in March and still had a few months left. I'm like, these poor kids couldn't even finish high school. And then where do you go? Like then they would end up back in the streets and they would end up in the system and it would just be a vicious cycle.
Where do they go? Do they typically go on social services, Medicaid, welfare, et cetera?
I don't know. Some of them do, and then some of them just become homeless. Some of them end up being, you know, they would end up being prostitutes, living on the street. They wouldn't have any place to go.
So what do you think we should do? Because obviously this is a problem, and we should feel some genuine human compassion for an 18-year-old who's already had a very unfair hand dealt to them to make sure that it does not become a lifelong thing. On the up note, I think we've all heard stories of former foster children who lead exemplary and successful lives, and, you know, they were able to put all the pieces of their lives together in such a way as to set themselves up for success. What do you think we should do?
Well, thankfully, New York State, at least, and I haven't had an opportunity to look into other states, but New York State now, we just found out, they do continue to help the kids financially until they're 21. So they're able to go to college, they're able to, and still have medical coverage and a monthly, you know, stipend to help them out.
It's such a tough question because, you know, 18 we think of as the age of adulthood, but it seems more and more that 18 is not a realistic age for true adulthood. It's more in the mid-20s, and one of the reasons why, of course, is something people don't like to hear from me, but it is the development of the frontal lobe of the brain, which is all about logical, rational thought and stuff like that. Hold on, Darla, if you've got more that you want to talk about with respect to this. If you're just joining us, we have two shows going on at the same time. Show number one is our complaint line is open to you. Anything about which you wish to complain, it could be in your life, it could be on the national scene, could be on the statewide scene. Knock yourself out. We are absolutely positively open to hear your complaints. You might have a question that you want to bounce off of us. We're not experts on anything, but we certainly can give some kind of an opinion, even when we know nothing about which we speak. That's called Monday through Friday. And also we're doing, have you had a lifelong dream that you actually were able to fulfill? I get to fulfill one tomorrow evening, and I'm very excited about it. It really is a lifelong dream.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.